نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. In today's majlis, I would like to discuss a few ahadith mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we've come across in Mishkat Sharif, and a few points and then few malfuz of Hazrat Mawlana Qanuz Zaman Sahib, our Shaykh. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial, inshallah. The hadith that we done in Mishkat has been narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Anas radiallahu anhu qal, marru bi janazatin fa athnaw alayha khairan. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, they passed by one janaza and then they praised that person with goodness. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَجَبَتْ. Has been established. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what you said has been established. ثُمَّ مَرُّ بِأُخْرَى. And then they passed by another janaza. فَأَثْنَوْ عَلَيْهَا شَرًّا. And they had bad words to say about that person. فَقَالَ. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said once again, وَجَبَتْ. Has been established. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was there, so they never understood what he meant when he said wajabat, wajabat, has been established. So faqala Umar ma wajabat. O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has been established? We never understood. Faqal hadha athneetum alayhi khayran fa wajabat lahul jannah. This person who you had good words to speak about him, Jannat has been established for him. وَهَذَا أَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ شَرًّا فَوَجَبَتْ لَهُ النَّارِ. And this person where you had unkind words, unsavory words regarding this person, you had evil words to say about him, bad words to say about him, for him Jahannam has been established. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said a very important statement. And he said, أَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You are the witnesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth. And in one riwayat, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ شُهَدَاءُ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The believers, they are the witnesses of Allah ta'ala in the earth. Now, this riwayat here is very important. Why? Because if a person does good deeds and then Allah Ta'ala starts loving that person, it comes in the Quran Sharif, the ayat al-Karima, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّهُ. When a person has iman, he does good deeds, then Allah Ta'ala puts love for that person into the hearts. Now how it happens, when Allah loves a person who's doing good deeds, righteous deeds, brought iman, then he tells Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam that I love this person, you must also love him. Then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam passes this message on to the other farishtas. And then the farishtas start loving that person. Right? And then that descends from the top, it comes, filters downwards. From the skies, it filters downwards towards the earth. And then the pious bandas of Allah Ta'ala on the earth, first the love for that person is planted in their hearts. For the pious servants, they start loving that person. And it's not like he has ta'alluq with them. He has probably never even met them. Allama Usmani says he probably never even met them his whole life. But Allah Ta'ala plants the seeds of muhabbat for that person in the hearts of the Ahlullah. The Ahlullah start loving that person. And then what happens? That starts spreading to the awamun nas also. The general public, they also start loving that person. Halaki, they probably never even met in their lives. But Allah puts that seeds and send that of love into their hearts. Now, imagine now the Ahlullah, they start loving that person. The public, general public starts loving that person. That is a sign of maqbooliyat in Allah. That Allah also is maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. Allah also loves him. Allah gives him izzat more than he could have ever dreamt about. And this ayat which I've read in front of you, that was a Makki ayat. The ayat was revealed in Makkah. And after the revelation of this ayat, what i'zaz Allah gave them. What i'zaz. When they went to Madinah Munawwara, what i'zaz Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. So this year of, we must have this mindset. We mustn't do things that are wrong and that's going to affect that connection between us and pious people. Because in one riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ شَهِدَ لَهُ أَرْبَعَةٌ بِخَيْرٍ أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. If three people testify for you with goodness, you are the good man. He had good qualities. And in one riwayat, the Sahaba Ikram said, Allah ke Rasul, what about wa thalatha? If three people testify, not four, three. So he said, wa thalatha. Qulna wa ithnan, what about two people? If two people say he's a good man. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, wa ithnan, even if two people say. Then the Sahaba say, thumma lam nas'alhu anil wahid. We couldn't ask him if one person testifies. But there's an important point here. Under this hadith, the Sharihin say, this testification of muttaqi people will only be accepted. Not awam. Muttaqi, pious, ahlullah. They must say this regarding you when you leave this world. The ahlullah. He was a very good person. He had good qualities. They say all those things about him. Then that's a sign that he's maqbool in Allah. Now let me tell you, when will the Ahlullah say he was a good man? When? At which point? That's very important this. You see what the West teach us. The West, they teach us, you mustn't care what the people think. You must just do as you please. It's my life. I can do what I want with my life. It doesn't bother me if somebody feels bad or somebody doesn't bother me. That's what the West has taught us. Now, if we have that attitude, and then we start sinning openly, we don't start hiding our sins. We start openly sinning. Then tell me, which Buzruk will say he's a good man? When we die and we leave this world, which pious person will sit down and say, that was a good man, when that person was openly sinning? He won't say it. He won't say it. Judging on the halat, if the person had to commit a sin, at least he should have some shame and hide in some corner and commit it. Nobody can see it. But the West has taught us, don't hide your sin. That's what they taught us. Do it openly. Don't care what the people have to say. Now that will have such a negative impact when we leave the dunya. Because now the Ahlullah, their tongues will not say those words, this was a good person, he had good qualities, we lost a good man. They won't say these things because he was openly sinning. And now we have reached a maqam and stage, leave alone opening sinning, open sinning. Then we justify the sinning also. That's as far as we have reached now. We have gone 10 steps ahead, 10 steps. Before a person wants to sin, he'll lock himself up, say, Allah, make me maaf, I committed this sin. Well, he'll hide, he won't show anybody. And now, openly, people are sinning, and they're saying, we don't care what you have to say, we'll do what we want to do. And they won't hide, and they'll justify also what they do. That's how far we have come. So this is a very, very big concept of shahada. And this concept of shahada will even go into the akhirat. It comes in Surah Baqarah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. we have made you a very moderate nation so that you can testify on the people. So in the akhirat, what will happen? The kuffar, those nabis that were sent to them, they will make nafi of the sadaqat of their own anbiya. They'll say the anbiya were not truthful. The nabis that came to us never conveyed a message. That's what they will say, the kafirs. Then this ummat, they will turn and they will stand for the anbiya and say, no, the anbiya did convey the message. They said all the anbiya were truthful. Not one nabi shirked in his mandate. He fulfilled his mandate. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, my ummat has spoken the truth. So then those people will make ishkal. They will say, how can you testify? You were not even there when it was our era. What happened between us, transpired between us and our Nabi, you were not even there at that time. So how you can testify for us? So this ummah then will give testification, and then they will say that we read this in the Quran, that all the anbiya were truthful. And we heard this from our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all the anbiya were truthful. See, testification. Especially testification of the Ahlullah. That is why, do good deeds. Allah will put the muhabbat of the person into the hearts of the Ahlullah. And that's the most thing. That's why they say, Maulana, kisi buzruk ke dil mein jagah paalo. Find some gap there in some Ahlullah's heart. That's going to be very important for us going down the road. Very important. You understand that? Allahu Akbar. That's why the Ahlullah, don't think they are small people. Allah Ta'ala has taken, He said that a person, man adhani waliyan faqad adhantu bil harb. Whoever causes taklif to my wali, I will destroy him, Allah says. I make announcement of war against him. So Ahlullah are not small people. Imagine if that person, pious person, he starts loving you for whatever reason. Maybe he saw some good thing in you, some good quality in you. How good it will be for us in the akhirat. So therefore, keep this in mind, that we mustn't do open sinning, ever. Must never do sins at all. Must leave all forms of sin and never do open sinning. That's very dangerous. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. And then we've done one hadith as well. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تسبوا الأموات. Don't swear the dead people. فإنهم قد أفضوا إلى ما قدموا. They have reached what they have sent ahead. So don't speak bad about the people who have passed away. In another hadith, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام explicitly he says, اذكروا محاسن موتاكم. Only speak good about your dead. وكفوا عن مساويهم. And refrain from speaking bad. Don't speak bad about a person who has left his dunya. Find some good thing about him and speak about that. Don't speak about anything bad you know about him. And the ulama have said to speak about the good upon the people who have left the world, that's mustahab. And to refrain from speaking bad about the dead, that's wajib. Listen carefully. To speak good about the dead, that is mustahab. And to refrain from speaking bad, that is wajib. You're not allowed to speak bad about people who have left this dunya. They have reached Allah now. What are you speaking bad about them? You don't know what's happening on that side to them. Allah made them maghfirah. You understand? So therefore, guard the tongue. Use the tongue very carefully. It's very, very important. So these are few ahadiths that I've gathered. By when it comes to other people, we should always reflect upon the good in others. Always reflect about the good in other people. Allah has given good qualities in every human being. Bad qualities also, good qualities in also. We must reflect about the good in others, and we must reflect about bad in ourselves. Understand? Yeah. If I got some bad qualities, my nazar must be on my bad qualities. So look at our own bad qualities. What do we have? What needs rectification? And my Hazrat says, if Allah gives, Maqam al-Zamansab always says, Islah ki fikr bari dolat hai. To have fikr to fix that thing up, that's not right. That is a great gift from Allah. The fikr to fix it. So many times we are qualities, but we are negligent, we are ghafil, we don't care, we don't worry about fixing it. How it's going to get fixed? If we don't even recognize it and we don't care about fixing it, how can it get fixed? That's why that person that has the fikr for his islah, Allah has blessed such a person. Allah has blessed him because he's making fikr to fix it up. And Allah Ta'ala loves such a person. And Allah Ta'ala's nusrat will be with such a person. Allah's help will be with such a person because he knows that I have to fix this thing. You can understand that. So always reflect about the goodness in others and reflect about one's own weaknesses. Then Hazrat said, in today's majlis, he quoted one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated by Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him, "Izni wa awjiz." Give me nasihat and make it short. Now, Hazrat says that, look how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so approachable. A person can just come to him and even tell him, "Allah Rasul, give me some nasihat, but not a long one. You know, I just don't have that amount of time. Just make it like a short one." That shows you how approachable Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. The sahaba could just come up to him and they could say things like that. And he said, "Hamko to isse seekhna chahiye. We need to learn from this also. Time management." Sometimes say, "Maulana, give bayan." Now the Maulana forgot that the clock is no more looking. Now, logo ko khane ke liye jana hai, people have to go to their jobs, they have to go catch a train, plane, that Maulana not stopping. Sahibaji, he's carrying on and on, or ye aadmi dua kar raha hai ke band kar do bhai. Sahibaji. So Maulana Abrasa Rahmatullah Ali used to always say, he says that when I'm giving the bayan, agar ek aadmi khara ho gaya, chala gaya, main dekhta hoon, one fellow stood up, he's gone. Then I see again, second fellow stood up and gone, to tisra number mera hi hai. Says, now it's my turn to go now. That's a sign to me that my time is up. That's why even ulama that give programs also, we have to be very, very alert about time. Then Maulana Abrasa Rahmatullah Ali one day told me, "Mujhe to 3 minute ka bayan bhi aata hai." I also know how to give a bayan for 3 minutes also. If you tell me, "Maulana, we're giving you time to give bayan, we're only giving you 3 minutes." Maulana said, "Fine, I got a bayan for 3 minutes also." You see, so stay within the time frame. Understand that? And today, people don't have that thing to sit for hours and hours and hours. They don't have that focus. The mind can't. The mind starts drifting. Understand that? 45 minutes is maximum nowadays. If you go and give bayan somewhere, you must know 45 minutes is like adequate, more than adequate. Because people, they will only pay attention. After that, they start drifting. They say, "Maulana gave bayan for 3 hours. Bayan for 3 hours, how much that fellow heard out of the 3 hours? How many hours, what benefit was you giving 3 hours bayan? You could have given the same thing in 45 minutes and gave them. So why are you pulling the people's time? So when you're giving also, must be to the point. Not lambi. And sometimes the tamheed is more than the actual bayan. Tamheed tulani. Such a long introduction, the actual bayan gets cut off. There's no bayan left. The introduction took the period of the whole bayan. So don't do like that. I said, because he never prepared the bayan. That's the reason why he's doing that. It's sabi of that. You see? So now you're trying to fool us. You can't fool us. But we can't get fooled by all these things here. Nevertheless, Hazrat says, look how approachable Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. That even the sahabi can come and tell him, "Aujis, Allah can soon make it sweet, sweet and short." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him 3 nasihat. Beautiful nasihat. Wallahi, beautiful nasihat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, this is for all of us. "Idha qumta fi salatik, fasalli salata muwaddi'." When you stand up to read namaz, make it like this is my final namaz. There's no namaz after this. My farewell namaz I'm reading. When a person reads his farewell namaz, how he'll read the namaz? What kind of khushu he'll read the namaz? Salat. He won't just come last minute running into the masjid. He'll come a little bit early, he'll get ready. Salat. Nowadays we got the sickness. Salat. But even the azan is going, the iqama is on, we're still on our bed in the room. Salat. We're not coming out. What is that? Well, what kind of namaz you going to come and read here? That's not salat al-muwaddi'. You must come a little bit early, get preparation, come, be ready for your salah, and read like the namaz is my best namaz I'm reading for my life. And I may not get a chance to read another salah. How you'll read? With what kind of khushu? With what kind of khudu? What kind of concentration? So I can remember Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib Marhum Desai Rahmatullah Ali Intergeshwar, said that he was very powerful with Takbir-e-Ula. Or jab aate the masjid mein, Hazrat, the way he should stand and say, Allahu Akbar, when he's starting his namaz, Allah, you just needed to see that. Takbir kaise bolte the Maulana. So Hazrat Maqam Zaman Sahib says, a lot of times you see Shah wa Rasulullah, he make his call second time. Koi baat chhut gayi call mein. Right, but when I'm starting, maybe some clause behind this imam I never put. Again, make sure, Allahu Akbar, when you start your namaz. So, right, namaz, you read with full khushu and khudu. No cutting, no shortcuts and all that. So, right, so that's one nasihat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to the sahabi. And then he told him, وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ بِكَلَامْ تَعْذِرُ غَدًا مِنْهُ غَدًا. Don't make such a speech that tomorrow you have to tell the fellow sorry. Why did you say it in the first place? Why didn't you control your tongue? Why don't you think, what am I saying? Am I saying something that's going to cause happiness to somebody's heart? Or am I saying something that's going to cause hurt to that person's heart? Don't say things you're going to cause hurt. Treat all Allah's makhluk with respect, irrespective of where that person comes from. So whether he's Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever. But speak nicely. Speak with respect. But if you give respect to somebody, you will get respect. If you don't know how to give respect, how are you going to get respect? You can't. So therefore, learn how to control the tongue. That tomorrow you don't have to go and tell a person, make me maaf. So control it. From the beginning, save yourself. That's the second nasihat he gave. And I can remember also, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he used to read namaz also. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat, he couldn't walk. He used to have two people taking him with a Sahara into the car. And then take him to Munniwali Masjid. And then Hazrat, but when the Tarawih would stand, said, once they pick up Hazrat, 20 rakats. Said he could barely walk, but namaz ke wak kaise khade ho jaate Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Baithkar namaz kabhi nahi padte the. Never saw him sitting and reading namaz. Even in his old age also, when he couldn't walk and two people had Sahara, they were taking him, then too he was standing and reading namaz. Saw in my own eyes, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he used to read namaz. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, this is very important. So, and then, look after your tongue. And the third nasihat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, he says, وَأَجْمِعِ الْيَاسِ أَمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Don't have any hope in what the people have. Make yourself bury of that. Don't care. If a person got so much Allah has given him, never give up, don't care about that. So, don't have that umang in my heart, that if I could have had like this or something. Abrasa Rahmatullah Ali, one day he told me, I've traveled everywhere, rich people's houses, dawats I've eaten by the most richest people also. It never passed my mind, not one day, if only if Allah could give me like this. That thought never even passed my mind. If only I could have had like this. See, that khiyal bhi tak mein dimag se nahi gaya. That if only Allah could have given me like this, Allah could have given me. Ye khiyal tak mein zehen se nahi gaya. سمجھ میں آئے بٹ حضرت ہمیشہ فرماتے تھے تو ہم اپنے ہم فقیری میں شاہی کرتے ہیں بٹ وی آر کنگز ان آور پاورٹی حضرت یوسف سے وی آر کنگز ان آور پاورٹی وی آر کنگز ان آور پاورٹی اللہ اکبر کانٹ فورگیٹ دیٹ سینٹینس ہم فقیری میں شاہی کرتے ہیں وی ڈونٹ اسٹریچ اور ہینڈز ٹو نو ون ہم فقیری میں شاہی کرتے ہیں سر اللہ اکبر سر وٹ از یو ٹیل آئی وینٹ اوبروئے ہوٹل آئی سو دیٹ وٹ از اوبروئے ہوٹل What Allah has prepared for us in Jannat, what you can even compare? Hazrat used to say, Mu'abrasa rahmatullahi alayhi. So what the people have, that Allah gave them. Good luck to them. We're happy for you. But never have that tamanna. Don't ever think that Allah, why I don't have like this. Allah gave you, if Allah wants to give you, he don't want to give you. Khair, if he gave you to you, make shukr. If you don't have it, no problem. So be happy with whatever little bit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And in conclusion, Hazrat said, رزق کی قدر کرو اہل اللہ رزق کی قدر کرتے ہیں دے میک قدر آف دا روزی اللہ از گیونگ وین اللہ گیوز روزی میک قدر آف دیٹ روزی ڈونٹ تھنک اٹ سم تھنگ اسمال وی ناٹ ڈیزرو اٹ وٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز گیون اس وی ناٹ ڈیزرو اٹ اف اللہ گیو اس ون روٹی ہز احسان آن اس وی ناٹ ڈیزرو اٹ آف دیٹ آلسو اف سم فوڈ فالز ڈاؤن رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یوز ٹو پک اٹ اپ ایون دا لٹل بٹ فوڈ آن ہز فنگرز ٹو ہی شوڈنٹ ویسٹ اٹ ہی از ٹو سک دوز فنگرز اینڈ ایٹ دیٹ فوڈ آلسو دیٹس آلسو ا نعمت فرام اللہ تعالیٰ If the food is stuck in your tooth and you took it out with your own tongue, don't throw it out. Must eat it. Yes, if you use the toothpick and you clean your tooth and then the dirt and the food came out, then there's a possibility some blood came on top of it. Then don't eat it. said, then you spit it out. But if you took it out with your tongue, then you must eat it. Don't spit it out. That's a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. So the Ahlullah, they always make qadar of rizq, Hazrat says. And he says that hamare buzurgon ne humko kya kya sikhaya hai, what and what they have taught us. Isn't it? He says Maulana Shah Wasfullah should always say that he should always make shikayat. He shouldn't make shikayat of kam ilmi. He should make more shikayat that tum kam aqal ho. You don't have brains. Kam ilmi ki shikayat nahi karte, say kam aqli ki shikayat karte. Today people don't have brains. And brains is not something you can actually buy. The brains is not something you can go to the shop and tell the person, I came to buy some brains. He'll tell you, you need some brains, are you gone off your head? That's what he's going to tell you. So Hazrat Mashaa Wasillah bhi jo hai, wo kam akli ki shikayat karte the, kam ilmi ki shikayat nahi karte itna, jitne kam akli ki shikayat, Hazrat ne farmaya. And then he said, that see, finally, in conclusion, these people in generally today, when they have they one family, they're all together and everything. He says, kamane mein jagra nahi hota. That when people are living together, in earning money, they don't fight. The fight comes in the distribution. When it comes to distributing the wealth, that's when the fight comes. In earning the wealth, nobody's fighting. The money is coming. But when it comes to the distribution, ab jagra shuru hota hai. Now the problem comes. Now tell the Ahlullah, where and where? They have taught us everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. That only not only the adab of ibadat, the adab of muasharat, how we should live with one another, how we should talk to one another, and all these things, and sanat, is very important. And when we go to the Ahlullah, the first thing they teach us is talab. They create talab in us. Desire to learn, desire to seek, and sanat. And then, sanat. Uske baad husn suluk karte, then they treat us with respect and everything, because they can see our growth, how we're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes them very happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this few nasihat and these ahadith and mubarakah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala turn our hearts towards the akhirat. Allah ta'ala save us from the muhabbat of the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of becoming those people that find a place in the hearts of the Ahlullah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.